Three New Zealand journalists are being detained by police in Suva in Fiji. Reporter Melanie Reed, co-editor Mark Jennings and cameraman Hayden All were taken for questioning after trying to interview a controversial resort owner. These all from the Newsroom website. The other editor of Newsroom is Tim Murphy. He joins me now. Tēnā koe, good morning.
Morning, Guy.
What's happening?
Yeah, these guys were up there looking at this environmental damage perpetrated by a Chinese developer at the island of Malolo. They went across to Suva to get feedback or comment, at least, from the developer Freesoul. Were told to leave, and then several hours later, the police pursued them to a lawyer's office and took them to the jail cells.
Just an important point there, they were told to leave. Did they do so?
Yes. Mel Reed told me last night they went in with a camera seeking the principal, were told to leave, did so immediately. So it's, you know, they're claiming it's criminal trespass and they've put it to the police and the police have acted and I think are making a statement in some way. We're not sure exactly why our guys would have talked to them openly and would have gone back there this morning, you know, to talk to them, but were instead put in cells and made to stew, if you like, overnight at least.
So they have spent the night in the cells. Have you been able to check how they're doing?
I haven't this morning, but a lawyer for them texted at about 3 a.m. to say that they were there and that he described the cells that they're in as rather grim, which is not, you know, one night in a cell is not going to be an enormous problem for them. It's more the use of the police to intimidate and to stop inquiries into this wider problem with the environmental damage.
So you've engaged, or Newsroom has engaged, a lawyer over there to assist them?
Yes, they were in the offices of an environmental lawyer when they were picked up and taken, and he's arranged a criminal lawyer and for the High Commission this morning, New Zealand High Commission, Suva, to take an interest in it.
Yeah, I'll move to MFAT in just a second, but what is the charge of any?
Well, at the moment, it's supposedly criminal trespass, and this is walking into a publicly open office and asking for an interview and then leaving. So it's preposterous, but it's a device that the company and then now, for the moment, the police are entertaining. The lawyer we will use, and we hope the New Zealand High Commission and others will make people see some sense that Mel and Mark and Hayden will be happy to talk to the police in a normal fashion over, you know, this non-issue, but it's all tied up in the wider power of Freesoul in Fiji and what it's been doing and what it's been allowed to do.
Is there any indication about how long they will be detained and perhaps how long the law allows them to be detained there?
Yeah, they can be held for up to 48 hours. So I think it was about 10 last night, New Zealand time, that they went in, up to 48 hours before any charge has to be laid. So, yeah, we could be 2 days, but you'd hope sense will be seen by everybody.
Okay, and so the MFAT or Foreign Affairs assistance you're calling on, can you outline that for me?
Only that the lawyers told me that the High Commission in Suva is aware of it and he had the understanding they would be taking interest from this morning.
Just in general, Tim, to wrap up, how concerned are you firstly about their safety and secondly about the broader issues of media freedom at play here?
Oh, concerned that they're held and that, you know, this has obviously been used as a statement and a device to try and put them off. Not concerned for safety. They've been in these situations, I guess, in the past. But you know, it's more the impact on the journalism and the attempt to inquire into something on behalf of Fijians who had asked our guys to go up there.
Thanks for your time this morning. Tim Murphy there, who is co-editor of Newsroom. The other editor is in a cell at the moment by the looks of things. Mark Jennings, the reporter Melanie Reed also, and cameraman Hayden All taken in for questioning after they tried to interview this resort developer.